an Osho talk. Sufis, the People of the Path, Volume 1, Number 12.
The first question. So many people are looking for instant enlightenment these days, and there are all these gurus running around saying, "Follow me," and yet it is questionable whether the answer is there. What do you attribute this to? Every age has its own special pathology. Too much time consciousness is the special pathology of this age. The modern mind is very conscious of time and wants everything to be done instantly. There are reasons for it. First, the modern mind is West-oriented. The East has disappeared from consciousness. Even in the East, it is the West that has become the reality. East exists no more. The East had the consciousness for eternity, timelessness. The West is too much time conscious. The reason is in Christianity. Christianity thinks that there is only one life. That creates anxiety. If there is only one life, then everything has to be done in this life. There is no other. The East has a very, very long span, millions of lives. There is no hurry. Patience is possible. One can wait. Even if this life is lost, nothing is lost. You will be coming back again and again. There is no need to rush. This was a totally different worldview, the worldview of timelessness. The East has never been worried about time, about lake of time. The East has never said that time is money. It is just stupid, the whole idea that time is money. Time as such exists not. Time exists in your desires, in your mind. That which really exists is eternity. It is always there. It has always been there. So the East has lived into a kind of absolute patience. But East has disappeared from the world. The Western outlook says there is only one life, and even that is no more certain. Because of the Third World War, because of the atomic energy, H-bomb, even that is not certain that you will be able to live your whole life. Any moment, these mad politicians cannot be depended upon. They are so mad that any moment the world can simply disappear. More fear has arisen. That's why in the younger generation, people who have come upon the earth after the Second World War, there is much anxiety for instant enlightenment. It should be soon. If it is going to be at all, it should be soon. One never knows. The people who died in Hiroshima and Nagasaki had not even dreamt about it, not even in their nightmares. And within few seconds, they all disappeared. 100,000 people in Hiroshima disappeared within 5 minutes. There were people just like you. You can disappear within 5 minutes. The politicians have the power to destroy the earth. For the first time in human history, the politician is immensely powerful, tremendously powerful. The politician has always been dangerous. The politician is the insanest person possible. But he has never been so powerful. He has been always mad, but this time the madman has the H-bomb. Hence, the children who are born after the Second World War are very much conscious something has to be done soon and fast, immediately. Hence, the word instant had become very, very important. Instant coffee and instant sex and instant enlightenment. Everything has to be just now. Now or never. Who knows about tomorrow? You cannot trust. Tomorrow has never been so uncertain as it is today. That's why first the Western idea of one life, then the second Western invention of the H-bomb, the possibility of the whole world disappearing in flames, has created an intense desire to know, to love, to be. Time consciousness, too much time consciousness, is a tension in the being. It does not allow you to relax. And now comes the dilemma. If you really want to be enlightened, the most necessary requirement is not to be tense. And if you want enlightenment instantly, then it is impossible because you are so tense. That's why you ask, it has to be just now. If you want enlightenment ever to happen, you have to be ready to wait for it. Even if it comes in eternity, you are ready to accept it. You are not in a hurry. Then it can come instantly too. A man who is ready to wait forever is so relaxed, knows no tension, no anxiety, no anguish. In that relaxed moment, satori, samadhi, enlightenment is possible. I will tell you one ancient Hindu parable. A great saint, Narada, was going to paradise. He used to travel between paradise and earth. He used to function like a postman between that world and this world. He was a bridge. He came across an ancient sage, very old, doing his transcendental meditation, TM, under a tree, repeating his mantra. That mantra he has been repeating for many years and many lives. Narada asked him, would you like